the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by.
Hello, this is your host for Education Now, Athena Melville. In this September 6th broadcast podcast, I am pleased to welcome Keith Whitescarver, director of the National Center for Montessori in the Public Sector. Keith is an educational historian who sits on the American Montessori Society Research Committee and the American Montessori Society Archives Committee. He attended Harvard University Graduate School of Education from 1989 to 1995, where he obtained his EdD in the history of education. In the spring of 2012, American Montessori Society launched a National Center for Montessori in the Public Sector to assist with the growth and sustainability of Montessori programs in public, charter, and magnet schools across the United States. The intent is to serve and advocate for all Montessori public schools, regardless of geographic location, affiliation, or school type. I have been looking forward to this interview to hear about the exciting news for Montessori in the public sector, something which was the dream of my mentor, Joyce Starry Turner. I dedicated Education Now to the memory of Joyce Starry Turner when I began this program in 2006. Joyce Starry Turner was born in 1939. She was a master classroom teacher and teacher educator. She was thoughtful and considerate, and she consistently challenged all of us Montessorians of all ranks to seek clarity and quality of belief and practice. She had served as the editor of Montessori Life magazine from 1989 to 2004. This publication earned awards from Ed Press and inclusion in the ERIC database. She had also served on the American Montessori Society Board, served as the president of the Accreditation Council for Childhood Education Specialist Schools, or ACCESS, and was the first president and then executive director of the Montessori Accreditation Council for Teacher Education, or MACTE. Joy was an internationally recognized Montessori educator and leader, and a colleague and beloved friend to AMS. She died on July 11, 2005. The MACTE, or Montessori Accreditation Council for Teacher Education Handbook, is dedicated to Joy. The dedication reads, "Joy Starry Turner, the first executive director of MACTE, who exemplified the Montessori spirit in her life and work." End of quote. Her school, Greenhouse Montessori in Garden Grove, California, grew to serve elementary ages and included three schools and an AMS-affiliated teacher education program. Joy also authored the book, The Montessori Early Childhood Teacher Inventory, which was published by the California State University in Long Beach in 1978. I took my training with Joy through her AMS-affiliated teacher education program in the summer of 1980 before moving to Northern California, where the homeschool I began evolved into a K through 12 private Montessori school called Melville Montessori School. Joy would come to visit and observe. And in 1995, she invited three of our graduates to the annual AMS conference being held in Santa Monica, where they offered workshops for teachers and parents on integrating the arts, dance, music, chorus, drama, and creative writing into the curriculum. She then asked them to attend a MACTE teachers conference in San Diego of that same year and offer the workshop to teachers, many of whom taught in the public sector. Joy told me many times that her dream was to make Montessori education available to all children, that it really should be free. So I know she would be so very happy with the developments taking shape and moving in this direction. When I started Education Now and dedicated this to Joy's memory, I thought to myself that I would always be grateful for her wisdom and direction, and grateful that I had the ears to hear what she was saying. It was a total delight for both Joy and I when my sons, Anthony and Christopher, both of whom had acquired their California teaching credentials, decided they were going to take Montessori training, and they returned to the Greenhouse School, where they had been in preschool, to take their training from Joy and her staff. Later, when they took more classes in education to further their credentials here in California, they found the system was using Joy's materials to teach the class. When they asked if they could be exempt from the class and given credit for it since they had taken the class from the author of the materials, the answer was no. When I called and told Joy the story, she just chuckled and said she was not surprised. But I know she would be so very happy that they are both teaching in a Montessori public school, and that Montessori education will become a choice for a great majority of children. And that is why it's such a pleasure to bring you Keith Whitescarver. Keith Whitescarver was asked to be the director of the National Center for Montessori in the public sector after the spring 2012 decision was made. Keith assists schools, districts, and individuals in developing and sustaining Montessori programs in public, district, charter, and magnet schools across the country. In addition, he writes content for academic, professional, and general audiences with a primary focus on writing for schools and nonprofit organizations. Keith assists organizations in developing grants and contract proposals that rely upon clear, goal-driven action plans with realistic and measurable outputs and outcomes. Keith also develops curricula in history and the social studies. Most notably, he was the lead author of the Student Voices Civics curriculum, cited by leaders in the field of civic education as one of the most effective youth engagement programs in the country. He was appointed director of the National Center for Montessori in the Public Sector less than a year ago. The center is located in West Hartford, Connecticut. Keith works to support and expand new and existing public Montessori programs by advocating for Montessori education to parents, policymakers, and providing technical assistance to schools and districts, supporting research efforts on Montessori, and disseminating information related to Montessori pedagogy. He is also the director of Grantify, where he has worked on research, design, writing, and evaluation since 2009 to the present. Keith assists schools, districts, and nonprofits in program design, implementation, and evaluation, and in seeking out and applying for outside funding. Keith White Scarver has also been an ESOL tutor and literacy volunteers for the greater Hartford area from 2009 to the present. He provides small group instruction in life skills and English for speakers of other languages to recent immigrants to the United States. Keith was an assistant professor at the College of William and Mary Educational Institution from 1999 to 2008. He taught courses in educational history and policy and sociology. He also successfully acquired grants to study American education policy and to develop innovative online civics curricula. From January 96 to 1999, July of 1999, Keith was an assistant professor in educational studies, director of the Center for the Study and Development of Literacy and Language at Ohio University. And so it's my great pleasure to bring you this interview with Keith White Scarver. And now let's go to the interview. Hello, Keith White Scarver.
Hello.
And welcome to Education Now and our radio podcast waves.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you here. I've told our listeners in the introduction to this interview that you are the director of the National Center for Montessori in the public sector. And I am just so excited to bring this interview to my listening audience, because this is a dream of my mentor, Joy Turner, who mentored me in Montessori and visited my school several times while it was a K-12 Montessori school while it was in process. And she helped start NAMI, a group of people who were doing Montessori in the public sector, teachers. And it was just her dream that Montessori education should be for every child.
Oh, that's terrific, yes.
And so I feel I dedicated Education Now to her memory when I started it in 2006. And so this just feels so beautiful to me.
Well, I'm so privileged to be here. What a fantastic way to introduce this segment. That's great.
Oh, good. So can you tell us about your personal involvement with Montessori, with your family?
Sure. Well, like many who are now involved with Montessori, I became connected through my child, who, when he was 3 years old, we were looking for a school for him, a place for him, and we found this fabulous school about a mile away from where we were living at the time in Williamsburg, Virginia. And it was a Montessori school. He started age 3, and he went through age 12, through age 12 at that school. And it was just a terrific experience for him. And it was so excellent that my wife, who is an academic, decided to do some research into Montessori and began undertaking field work at the school in which he was placed, became very connected, became very involved in the Montessori community, and then she herself became a head of school at a Montessori school, first in Williamsburg and then at a public Montessori school in Hartford, which is where we now live. She's no longer a head of school. She also works with the center, but that's sort of the path that came to my own involvement, and I began to do my own research. I'm an historian by background and started writing history on Montessori and step-by-step became more involved with various elements of it, and find myself now, luckily, to be the founding director of the National Center for Montessori in the Public Sector.
Yes. I told our listeners in the introduction also that you attended Harvard University Graduate School of Education, and you were an assistant professor at the College of William and Mary and an assistant professor at Ohio University, and all of this was in the history of education?
That's correct.
Yes. So what a wonderful credentials to be heading up this program, which is so important. And I'm just so thrilled, especially right now with the reforms in public education happening. Sometimes when I see what's happening, I call them the deformers of public education, because all of the things that Montessori knew were so essential for the child, free choice, mm-hmm. Self-motivation, low student-faculty ratio with a mixed classroom, following the child's interest. All of those things are being ignored in what I see happening in the reform movement. And so the idea that Montessori could be brought into this in a big way is just so exciting, because, of course, research has proven that she was right on when it came to motivation. You know, kids just don't work for carrots and sticks.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And this is really, I think, a terrific time to be involved with public Montessori education. It is, the time is now, really. Public Montessori schools are able to address, as you were suggesting, the most pressing issues in school reform. Even the catchphrase of educating for the 21st century, which is out in the reform world now. Montessori students, as we both know, are self-directive, creative, problem solvers, critical thinkers, innovators, exactly what people need personally in today's world, but also exactly what the economy is looking for, too, and those in the corporate America. So, you know, it fits, and its connection to early childhood education, which is an increasing concern of public schooling. I think if it's done well, it's a time-tested method to address the achievement gap before it grows. And even concerns in urban areas about desegregation, I think the freedom with structure element of Montessori attracts and works for students across racial and socioeconomic lines. Whenever there is a public Montessori school, a choice school, typically you will see huge waiting lists to get in, and I think that just highlights the support that's out there for it.
Right. This is the other real hope I have with what you're doing, Keith, is that we will reach those children in poverty, mm-hmm. because they are the ones who are suffering most right now, and too many people in the business community see that public education funding as a cash cow, and they're not really concerned about those children. And so I'm just so excited that this is happening. Now, can we give the listeners a little history on this? I think in 2011, Montessori, AMS, American Montessori Society, was given a grant. Is that right?
That's correct. Actually, I started working with Rich Ungerer, who is the executive director of the American Montessori Society, in 2010 in January of 2011, that's correct, that's when I started working with him, as we started thinking together about how a center might look, what would be the goals of the center, and then, of course, we were looking for funding for the center. And we were able to get the $500,000 startup grant from William and Judith McCartan Scheide. The Scheides are from Princeton. They are very well-known philanthropists. They have typically supported liberal causes. They were early supporters of the NAACP, even involved in Brown versus Board of Education and supporting that effort. And Mrs. Scheide has been a Montessori teacher and has been a member of the board of directors of the American Montessori Society. So she agreed to start the original funding, which got the center up and running, and this past summer she has agreed to provide an additional $50,000 in funding for the center. So, you know, we're very pleased at her efforts, and that's really what is able to get us up and running.
So the first grant was for $50,000.
The first was for $500,000.
Oh, the first was for
$500,000. Yes.
Okay, because I thought you said $5,000, and so I was like, really?
Sorry.
Yeah, so $500,000. And then the second one was for $50,000.
That's correct.
All right. And then at the – this is so fun. So then in the spring of 2012, this spring, at the AMS, at the American Montessori Society – a conference in San mm-hmm. Francisco, a group formed and around this whole idea of Montessori in the public sector. And that was when they launched this National Center for Montessori in the Public Sector that you are heading up, that you are the director.
Yes, that's correct. And you know, there had been a lot of ground-level support for doing something in the public sector with Montessori. There has not been until now sort of a national headquarters or some sort of organizing force behind this. And so, you know, we were fortunate enough to be part of this, and that's our mission, is to provide high-quality Montessori education for all children.
Yes. Yes, and now you guys have a website.
Yes.
The National Center for Montessori in the Public Sector, which is it 3Ws, public-montessori.org?
That's it.
So 3Ws dot public-montessori.org, and that will take you to the website for the National Center for Montessori in the Public Sector. Now, I noticed that there were four major areas that you are focusing on. One is advocacy. Could you talk about advocacy?
Sure. We see advocacy taking place in the broad areas of supporting pre-K funding, which of course is, you know, a prime area for Montessori to be involved with. We see a need for supporting Montessori teacher licensure at the state level. Some states, it's easier to get a teaching license if you're a Montessori teacher. In other states, it's very difficult, and you have to go through, you know, what you would do for regular teaching license and then some. We also are looking to provide responses to the state and district mandates, and so we want to do this by communicating with policymakers, board members, providing information for parents, legislators, and both formally and informally working to provide more opportunities for Montessori.
Yes, that sounds wonderful. I know with personal experience here, we live in California, mm-hmm. and two of my four sons have Montessori teaching credentials and California teaching credentials. And at a point, one of my sons was taking a class, and in this class he would receive payment from his student loans for taking this class, to add on to his credential.
Right.
And they were using the teaching materials, Joy Turner's teaching materials, which of course, gratefully, Joy was able to also be mentor to my two sons before she died.
Mm-hmm.
When they got there, and so he could not believe that even though he had taken the coursework from her in person,
yep.
that they would not just give him that, you know, and he had to take that class. And so I understand what you mean by there's resistance.
Mm-hmm.
There's resistance in some places. Now, the second focus was technical assistance. Could you talk about that?
Well, we want to provide high-quality support for both current and envisioned Montessori programs. So to do that, first of all, we're developing a resource library, which will be available at our website. There are already some documents there, and that is a growing, organic website that we're going to rely upon practitioners in the field, as well as some of their own work, to make that available. We also are developing a cadre of consultants who will be involved in what we term as a rapid response team. And they are available to troubleshoot either an existing program or an envisioned program in various ways, from just a telephone conversation to going and helping from soup to nuts and getting a school started. So it's a wide range of resources that we hope to have available. And we're already working with a couple of schools and districts to facilitate opening up new schools in 2013 and 2014. And we also have been receiving calls from people just asking for more short-term immediate support for a school that's in existence.
That's great. That's so wonderful. What a it's just being able to come to your website and get that assistance is just so, it's so wonderful. I'm going to look forward to using it myself when people ask me questions and steering them there. Now, another focus, the four major focus areas, and the third major focus is convening and networking.
Mm-hmm.
Ensuring quality, right?
Yes, and, you know, currently we're in the midst of a census, which is part of our research strand, but we know that there are over 400 public Montessori programs already in existence, and, of course, thousands of individuals involved in these enterprises. And so we are looking at several tools that will allow people to connect with one another. One, of course, is our website. Another is that we're in the process of developing an online community, an online forum, where people can share questions, information, concerns with one another. And thirdly, we are working at this point in time with the AMI USA with having a symposium for public school people in the fall of 2013. We're hoping that this can be held in Washington, D.C. at the initial meeting, and it will be a chance to have sort of an impact with policymakers at the national level. But it's, a place to network for the various people involved in public Montessori, whether they be teachers, administrators, public policy people, or parents.
Yes, I think that's wonderful too, the networking, and that's taking place. AMS and then you are open to the AMI schools who are, you know, operating as public schools, and is that right?
Yes, we are. You know, we were, the initial funding came from AMS, but we are. We don't see ourselves as being limited to AMS. We support and want to strengthen all schools. Most public Montessori schools actually do not even have an affiliation. So, you know, we're interested in those that are AMS schools, that are AMI schools, non-affiliates, and we're partnering with various organizations to allow this to happen. So, we think that we should work together as one in the public realm.
Yes, I agree with you, and I think that's wonderful because there are Montessori schools or child-centered schools that use Montessori's ideas and or Montessori materials or Montessori philosophy who are not members of AMS or AMI or perhaps another Montessori organization. My only problem will always be that there be a separation between church and state.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that I would never support public funds being used in a program that also did a particular religion.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have been to AMI schools where they do the rosary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I'm against spirituality. I just believe that that separation between church and state is essential in the use of public funds. So
yeah, and I see that as in the public realm. I see that that's pretty standard procedure. And you know, most public Montessori schools are choice schools of some sort. They're either a charter school or a magnet school or a district school that allows choice, and students can select to go there and their parents. But by their very nature of being in the public realm, they are disconnected from and have that separation rather of church and state.
Yeah, you would hope so. There's problems with that now with the evangelicals, you know, in some states.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get these vouchers of public funds. And so I suppose that's why I'm laying stress on that issue right now, Keith.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, the fourth focus, research for dissemination, I think that's just so very important. Do you want to talk about that?
I do. We have a very ambitious research agenda. We're interested in looking at student outcomes and what is effective teacher training, in the impact of Montessori as an early childhood education method, community impact, and even policy implications of having Montessori in a school district. But our first project that we're working on at this moment is simply conducting a census of all public Montessori programs to know what is in place and where we are moving. And so we're conducting the census in two phases. The first is a short form that is looking at basic demographic information on each program. How long has the school been in existence? What programs are offered? How many students and teachers, assistants? And what type of school? Is it a district or a charter school or a magnet school? And we're looking to complete data collection by mid-fall on this. We've already sent out a first round of questionnaires to administrators via email, and we've gotten a pretty good response rate, but our goal is a 100% response and completion rate, and so we're following up currently with personal phone calls and appeals and providing written census forms where necessary, and we think that, as well as the subsequent long-form census, looking at more complex questions about practice and funding and influence of public Montessori programs, we think this will be a tremendously rich data set that individual schools, researchers, national organizations can all have access to and use in thinking about how to move public education forward, and particularly the role of Montessori in that.
Sounds just fabulous. I everything you've said reflects your mission statement to advance Montessori education in the public sector through the support of a robust network of practitioners, researchers, parents, and leaders committed to realizing Maria Montessori's visions of education in the great work of realizing the child's potential.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful mission statement and certainly reflected in everything that you've shared with us. those basic 4 points. If the listeners, here in California, there are several Montessori charter schools. There is one, Montessori charter school, not far from me here in Willits. I enjoy going there to observe, and I see the struggles that they've had and how they're resilient. And there's also the California Montessori Project.
Right.
That's very exciting. I saw some of their work, of their students' work, presented at the AMS conference in San Francisco this past March, and was very impressed. Where I see that there are going to be problems, is this whole idea that charter schools are going to usurp public education, and there are these chain charter schools that have been started by, people who are in business to make money off of education. And so it's important that people be able to make a distinction between these chain charter schools and charter schools that are started by parents and teachers for the benefit of the children, and keeping the children in the center. And so I think that's another really important issue, and a reason why I really wanted to do this interview with you. Not only to let everyone know that it's happening and where to go to find out about it, but to start thinking critically about the difference between charter schools that really do put the child in the center and are started by parents and teachers, and charter schools that are these chain charter schools that are, what I see them doing is doing a lot of the defamation of character of teachers who've been working for a very long time. And it's a sad day in public education in America right now. So,
I absolutely agree with your sentiments here. I think that the for-profit schools are problematic for many reasons. But I think even worse than just the for-profit element is when these charter school outfits decide that what they're going to do is raise test scores however they can, whatever is necessary. And what they think is necessary is to do this just drilling of children over and over, taking any enjoyment of learning out of it, taking creativity out of schooling, and just basically having children memorize to the, at least short-term memory, so that they do better on the tests that are held at the end of the school year. And, that's just an awful way for any child to go through school, particularly for one who might be having problems at home or come from low socioeconomic circumstances and do not have other outlets. So, the beauty of Montessori is that it can achieve these same results, but do it in a humane way.
By following the child, by honoring the child and respecting the child and their individuals, that they are individuals. The brain research, the neuroscience, which supports Montessori all the way, about the importance of movement. Mm-hmm. There is no movement in many of these schools because they're sitting at the desk all of the time. They have taken out the arts, which is the form of expression, which is so important to mental health, especially in those lower economic areas where there is so much that needs expression. They and so they're harming children. The stress that's created, the harm that's done to children is just maddening to me, especially with the research there. And they're not going, Keith, they're not going to experts in child growth and development and asking them, you know, what is the best way. They're not going there. They're not going to model schools, private or public, and looking at what they're doing and why they're successful. And so it's a critical time for you to be there, and I'm just so glad that you are, and that the National Center for Montessori in the public sector is up and running, and that people and parents can connect to it, and schools, and that there are solutions right here. Yes. Right here. Yeah.
It's a time-tested method, and it works, and it can definitely offer a choice to the current policy world and be better for children, families, and communities, frankly.
Yes, it very definitely can. Well, I thank you so much for this time, Keith.
Thank you.
And I'm just I'm really looking forward to sharing this show with my listening audience. We're going to launch it on September 6th.
Okay.
So thanks again, and thank your family for sharing you with me today. I really appreciate your time and your
All
commitment.
Right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye now. That was so enjoyable for me, and I thank Keith Whitescarver again for his time and his work in bringing the possibility of a Montessori education to all children. Contact information for Keith Whitescarver is keith.whitescarver@public-montessori.org. That's Keith.Whitescarver, WHITESCARVER, @public-montessori.org. The website for the National Center for Montessori in the Public Sector is www.public-montessori.org. That's www.public-montessori.org. They also have a Facebook page, which you can access by going to Facebook, and in their search there at the on the page, put in National Center for Montessori in the Public Sector, and you will find it. There is also an AMS, American Montessori Society, has a web a page on their website for National Center for Montessori in the Public Sector. And you can find that by going to the AMS website, the American Montessori Society website, at www.amshq.org, and in their search engine, then you would put National Center for Montessori in the Public Sector, and you will find it there. Education Now is a production of the Hermeneutic Institute for Holistic Health and Education. You can listen and download free anytime at the Education Now website. And please join us on the Education Now Facebook page or on our Google Plus page to leave comments and join the conversation during this critical time in education in America. Education Now podcasts are listed on the American Montessori Society website at www.amshq.org. Look in the local events pages. sending cosmic love to you all. This is Athena Melville, host of Education Now, saying goodbye for now.
You are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you